the upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. First of all, before we get into any damn thing, it's a birthday bash for somebody. Yeah, somebody's got it just 1 year older and a little closer to meeting Jesus Christ. That's right, Mr. Elias, it is his birthday. Oh, my damn, my boy, my boy, my boy. Happy birthday to you, sorry, Pac. Folks, let me tell you, great show on tap for you tonight. Coming up, we're going to be asking you the QOD. The question of the day is, why do people do... Yeah, we're going to fill in the blank for you. Oh, my God, we have a news update coming for you. We also have the three-minute commentary, and we always keep you up to speed with what's going on as far as weather. Folks, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, I might as well say, could you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Tio, let's get this party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Go! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on DTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
In Washington State, crews are spending another day slogging through heaps of caked mud and debris, searching for victims in the mudslide that swept through Oso a week ago. The official death toll is still 17, but 90 people are missing, and hope of finding more survivors is fading. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports from the neighboring town of Darrington.
Residents gathered in the gym last night in what's become a nightly ritual since a deadly mudslide sloughed off an entire neighborhood next door. This time, several congressmen and two senators join them. Senator Patty Murray says grit alone won't dissolve this community's struggles.
We're going to continue to have to feed these responders for weeks, if not months. We're going to need to make sure that those people who lost their home and have nothing left except what they were wearing when they drove away from their house last Saturday morning get the support they need.
The mudslide happened 1 week ago today. For NPR News, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle in Darrington.
General Motors is adding 824,000 small cars to its recall linked to faulty ignition switches. It's expanding it to include vehicles made between 2008 and 2011. But NPR's Sonari Glinton reports out of all of those additional recalls, only a few thousand are suspect.
Now, what happened is repairmen had been going in and
putting the old switches into the new cars. So somewhere out there, there are about 5,000 cars out of these 800,000 cars that have those old bad switches.
NPR's Sonari Glinton. The switches are linked to several deaths. High-level diplomatic efforts are intensifying to try to peacefully resolve the crisis in Ukraine. Secretary of State John Kerry has made a last-minute decision to meet with Russia's foreign minister in Paris tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Obama yesterday, and the two spent an hour on the phone, with Putin indicating he's open to a diplomatic solution. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Kiev, the talks come as a Ukrainian defense official disputes Russia's claims that it's cooperating on some issues.
Deputy Defense Minister Leonid Polyakov says Ukraine has evacuated around 5,000 military personnel and about 3,000 family members from Crimea. But he rejected the claim of Russia's defense minister, who said that all servicemen wanting to remain loyal to Kiev had left, saying more want to leave. Polyakov also did not confirm reports out of Moscow that Russia will return captured weapons and military equipment from its Crimea operation. He says so far Ukraine only has assurance that weapons belonging to evacuated soldiers will be returned. Polyakov says Russia's troop movements on the border in the past 2 weeks have been orderly but provocative, and Ukrainian forces remain on high alert. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kiev.
This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, every now and then, we need to stop and thank the people who serve us and provide us customer service. I really mean that because, you know, every now and then, you run into people that are a-holes and things of that nature. But the majority of the people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, when I'm dealing with services, when it comes to my car or dealing with something pertaining to my house or, you know, business, most of the people that I deal with are very nice folks. And think about it, people who are working customer service for some of these big companies, they're not making a whole lot of money, but yet still, day in and day out, they have to take phone calls from people like y'all who call up there and berate them or make them feel stupid or belligerent. Most of the time, when I know I am about to get ridiculous with one of the people, I will apologize in advance. I'll say something to the effect that, hey, I know that, you know, you just worked there, so I'm going to apologize to you before I go on my rant. And they say, hey, look, sir, we completely understand. So, you know, the bottom line is that every now and then you need to acknowledge when people are doing a good job. I've had so many experiences in the past week or two of people doing wonderful things and doing their jobs well. Now, I may be pissed off at the organization, but, you know, the people who are working for the organization don't own that company, okay? They're not the people who are making all the money. They're not the people who are doing all those types of things. They're just average Americans trying to, you know, earn a living. So I try to keep that in the back of my mind when I engage one of these people when things go wrong. You know, I had a situation where I had a problem with my gas, right? I'm pissed off, right? I'm like, look, somebody needs to get out here and take care of this. No problem, Mr. Rao. We'll get someone out there immediately. And then I had a situation where cable guy, right? Something happened to the cable, right? Now, here's the deal about brothers. And I'm going to take a detour here because I really thought about this when it happened. This brother, I mean, this guy, man, I have a TV in my bathroom, right? So, you know, it's not hooked up to a box. I have it jimmy-rigged where it's running from another outlet in the house. So the guy comes over, the brother comes over to the house, fixes the cable, but the cable in the bathroom, I'm like, dude, is that right? Well, look, I can't look at that because there's no box attached to it. If there's a box attached to it, we're responsible for it. If there's no box, then we're not responsible. I'm like, damn. So I had a Hispanic guy come over about a week ago, and this guy not only made sure that everything was good to go, he checked the box, he checked my cable in my bathroom, he gave me his personal number just in case I ever ran into any situations in the future. Tell you what does that say about us? Enough said. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
that concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the biggest birthday boy of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
Man, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? What's crack-a-lacking?
Happy birthday, you old bastard.
Thank you, thank you. You're older than me. You know, I just listened to your 3-minute commentary for the first time in a long time.
And oh, well, thank you, Mr. Elias, for letting everyone know that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. And what that says is your ass won't free things for nothing. Hell, that's what it says.
I know what that says. How the hell did you pull that out of that?
What that says is the guy did his job properly is what he
said. Oh, no, bull crap. Bull crap.
Oh,
man, listen.
Stop.
He could have peeked in there and saw that to make sure the cable was working in the bathroom.
Hey,
oh, no, we don't do that. I can't step foot in there, sir. I can't step foot in there, sir.
Right.
I'm like, what?
He told you the truth.
So why did the Hispanic dude come through and help me then, Mr. Elliott?
Because he didn't care. Some people don't care how they do their job.
Oh, yeah.
They're following rules and regulations.
What?
He was following rules and regulations, and because you wanted him to see if you had Joe, quote-unquote, free cable hooked up, he wasn't doing his job properly.
It wasn't free cable, Mr. Elias.
Stop.
I ran, Mr. Elias, it's not free cable. I ran a cable cord into the bathroom. That's all.
He said, we're not responsible for that.
He could have looked at it. Well, I don't care. He was like, I don't care if it works or not. I'm like, what the hell is up with this?
He's not responsible.
And see, I was going to be nice to you on your birthday. But once again, you have proved
why.
I don't know why. I was just because it's your birthday.
Why?
Hell, you're old. You almost time to go see Jesus.
And you're older than I am. You're old bastard. Now, what does that say? What does that say?
You know, Mr. Elias, once again, man, on your birthday, I try to be nice. But, you know, since you acting the way you acting,
nice.
I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Go to hell. How about that?
Damn,
how about that?
I don't care. Hell, you don't have
well, you know, it's like the damn mess. I'm tired of you any damn way. Get on my damn nerves. Black joke, you make my hands, bitch.
Take a bullet for
go
a
to
breaker.
Hell.
You go to hell.
You go to hell.
You go to hell.
You go to hell.
Mr. Elias, you're a Republican, man. She didn't mean that.
No, you.
Man, she didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her
you
again.
You
wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama, even on Mr. Elias's birthday.
I knew I was looking good.
She was looking good, though.
Kenneth Cole shoes on.
Tell her some damn Kenneth Cole shoes.
My nails were done, my hair was thin.
And her head was looking fierce, kicking like corn, man. Damn, I want to ride mama on me. Hey, girl.
What's up? What's up? Happy birthday, Mr. L.E.S.
Thank you,
Mama. Push me out the way.
Thank you,
Mama. How are you? How you feeling?
I feel great, Mama. I feel great, darling. How you feeling?
I am great. I am great as well. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Please,
for the record, please do not interrupt my intro using your back and forth. You know how I feel
like
about that.
Kids.
You know how I feel.
Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you.
What's up with you?
Nothing up with me. All you wanted to bring it back to me now. What's up?
Happy birthday, Mr. Elias.
Oh, yeah, Jay, how you doing?
It's an Elias special day.
I don't give a damn what it is.
Special day. I know you don't. Listen, Bob, you don't care about people. You don't care about people in their job. You want homeboy to lose his job.
There you go. Stop it.
What's wrong with you? I'm going to sell in your bathroom either. What am I going to your bathroom for, sir? I'm going to be just like that, sir. What am I going in there for, sir?
You know what?
I don't play that, homie.
Well, you know what?
You know what?
Look, he was already in the bedroom.
It's called liability. He got no.
He was already in the bathroom. He was already in the bedroom checking my cable.
Okay. And that's where your
table
is, in your bedroom. Ain't not
supposed to
be all
you.
In your bathroom, but
back. Okay, I'm done talking to you, too. We're moving on. Stop dealing with your ass. Jesus Christ.
Hater.
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 Hater. Hater. Hater. Hater. Hater. Hater. Hater. Hater. Hater. We are ready. What's up, Big Earth?
What's up, Jay? Happy birthday, Mr. Elias. And hey, Mama Beezy.
Thank you, Ernest.
Hey, Ernest.
You're welcome, ma'am. Hey, thanks to Momo B for showing up again this last Thursday on my show. We are having such a great time on Thursdays, and I am truly appreciative of all the ladies that show up and hang out with me.
Well, that's good, Ernest.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
How are you, Jay?
I'm great, Ernest. How are you?
I'm great. Somebody just handed me a microphone issue, and I got a big glass of alcohol, so I'm all right right now.
Oh, you trying to tell me you have microphone problems? Huh? Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to. I'll keep myself muted. I'm almost done with it by the time we got through all our intros and everything. So I'll
well,
be.
You
done
know,
so,
speaking
so.
Of which, we have so many. Let's keep going.
Drink? What do you do with that drink?
This must be Vanessa's new intro. Or me farting after a good date.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin. Attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can
just die. I missed the L to the E to the S.
You got the right one, baby.
We got the right one. Cause she's a fly girl. What's going on, fly girl?
Hey, let's go there. Come on, Mr. Elias. If you feel like happiness is the truth, come on, Mr. Elliott. You know what happiness is to you. How you doing,
just said
birthday
that verse.
Boy?
You said the verse twice.
That's
know the song
said,
if you're trying to sing it.
No, baby, the words in front of me. I said the truth, and I said happiness is to you. The words are in front of me, Jay.
Oh,
there you go.
And I'm so happy, too.
For
your
ass. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Elias?
I'm good, darling. I'm doing good. How you doing?
It's a beautiful day in Texas, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, it's beautiful as hell. It feels
to
good, too.
He had to spoil it. See, he had to spoil it.
It feels good. And what I say, I said it's a beautiful day. What else do you want me to do? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What do you want me to do?
It is. It is. We think we're in Momo country. Momo, it looked like where you live today.
Well, no, it don't look like that here. It's like thunderstorming
right now over here. Oh, I'm
sorry.
No.
Good
no,
for you.
No,
that's okay. I love it because it's different. It's something different. I don't got to go outside. I can chill in the house. I like it. I got my patio door wide open.
Everybody.
I got my patio door wide open, AC off for a change, just feeling the breeze, baby. Just feeling
it's a beautiful
the breeze.
Thing.
So
it's a beautiful
laugh
thing.
If you want to. I'm enjoying
it. I'm not laughing anymore. Okay, so now, Vanessa, do you have your cool cigarettes by your side? You ready to roll?
I don't smoke cool cigarettes, and I'm not a chain smoker, so no.
You got your Salems? Okay, get your Salems ready. Momo, you got your drink ready?
Jay, I got to get you from the other day while my husband is not at home, and I want all y'all to listen up. Now,
Hold on, 10 good minutes is coming
up.
You can
get me in good 10 minutes,
well,
okay?
Well, God, it's called 10 good minutes. It's not called good times 10 minutes. What the hell is that? Jesus Christ.
Minutes is mine. I'm finna get
Jay. Hi there.
Well, come on, get it then. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, I got a new mystery intro, too.
Did she ask you for a new mystery intro, Ernest?
No, I have one just for ERN, but I was going to play it.
There was a man and woman having sex.
Oh, we
want to
hear that a little later on. No
fault,
no doubt.
No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood swinging. Ooh.
It's for sex.
It sure is, baby.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave.
I stayed there. I was paid to get in. I stayed there.
See, look. See, you see, she's funny. She didn't leave.
Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Hey, showing the hell in. What's going on, Miss Terry girl?
Hey, everybody. Hi, Momo B. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey,
hi, Ernest.
Terry.
Happy birthday.
Hashtag bare bottoms in the house.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Terry.
Sending love from California. Hey,
thank
Jay,
you.
How are you?
Oh, I know, baby. Say the best for last. Say the best for last, take your leg. Say the best for last. How you doing, girl? Thank you.
I'm wonderful.
Do the thank you leg.
Wonderful.
Do the thank you leg. Oh, well, you know, there we got
the
a plethora of people to bring in. Hello.
Save your life. Hallelujah.
What's going on, RichSister.com? Is that the name of your website, RichSister.com? Huh? I was trying
Jackie,
to think of a joke,
Jackie
but I
that's JackieAP.com.
What is it called again? Can you tell
how are y'all
doing?
Hi, Mr. Elias. Happy birthday.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday
thank
and
you,
hello, everyone.
Thank you, hello.
Hey,
hello. All right. Damn, is everybody here? I'm checking. Roll call. Everybody's in the house. Damn, 347-851-272. Jay Ryle Show on a Saturday. But you know what time it is?
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
Oh, honey. All right, folks, it is time for a good 10 minutes, sponsored by DJ John Juan. And, you know, this is the time when we kind of talk about what we want to talk about. But Vanessa has requested good 10 minutes. So, Vanessa, good 10 minutes is all yours. What do you want?
Okay. Now I'm finna light a cigarette.
Forgive my voice, ladies and gents. My husband was in the room the other day that I do so adore dearly. Jay gets on the mic and says, well, Momo B or Terry or Miss R.A.S., Miss Rich Sister, whichever one, and says, would you rather be with a $40,000 a year bus driver? My husband turned his head. Or would you rather be with whoever this other man was he was talking about?
Flavor Flav.
Jay, just Flavor so Flav. You know. Jay, just so you know, in case some of your audience is a bus driver so you won't offend anybody, my husband has been at Metropolitan Transit Authority for 31 years, and he is a bus driver by day and
Damn.
A tax accountant by night, and he does not make freaking $40,000 a freaking year.
He must be the safe bus driver. He must got that safe first patch on his arm. So what does he make every year when he owns $7,000?
He sure does. But if you read the Houston newspaper 5 years ago, they posted just how many bus drivers make $100,000 a year. Clock.
Hold on, are you trying to check
drop
me?
Drop the microphone and leave. Hey,
I'm talking about a brand new bus driver.
That ain't what you said. When we got off the phone,
well, I didn't know
I was
be tested like this. I had no idea you were going to come at me like this. That's
so,
what I'm saying.
So,
we
just
weren't,
in
we
case
weren't
some
aware
of
you were
going to
be such an asshole that night either, but, you know, here we are.
Oh, yeah,
just
no,
so
shut
you
your
know.
Ass up. I'm going to talk to you.
He do
so, anyway.
Radio show.
So, that's my 10 good minutes.
That wasn't 10 good minutes. That was 2. You have 8 more.
Well, it
oh, it
might
was good,
be,
though.
But
it was good, though, Vanessa.
But I feel better.
Good.
Because my husband said, does he do research? I said, I guess he doesn't.
I don't
really
need no damn
salary.
Research. It's jokes. As a matter of fact, tell your husband we don't want him as a listener no more. His services are no longer required. How about that?
I'm saying, you know.
Listen, Vanessa's husband. Okay, very much needed.
They
are very much needed. Keep on listening.
No, they're not very
fact,
much needed. We don't need his ass. He don't have to listen.
Call
the hell
in,
with him.
And speak
well.
Your mind.
Listeners
call
have
in.
Provision, but we're doing good on Saturday. Thank you.
That's all I had to say, Jay. I love you, and I'm sick, but that's what I had
well,
to hit you.
Because, I don't know if I want to accept that love, because it sounds like you got
okay.
a little stink on it. I don't know if I'm going to call you stinking lady, too.
I had to cover that stink.
Prevalent tone.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Shut
what's
up,
what's
Ernest.
Okay.
Wait a minute. And let me get you, Ernest, while you thanking everybody for calling in on your show. I was sitting there with an earplug stuck in my ear for 2 hours listening to you. So thank me.
Okay, first of all, look, stewardess, you need to put your seat up. And You need to put your seat in the upright position because I'm getting ready to serve you something, okay? First of all, I didn't thank every single person.
That's good,
Ernie. I thanked Momo B because she had just come into the show before me. That's why I said that. I didn't go name everybody off. I said, and all the ladies. I said, Momo B and all the ladies. If
that
you were
called
a lady,
in
you
on
were
the
included
show.
In that.
He said that called in what? On the show.
We acknowledged you on the show, but you hung up a little early at the very end. But we all said thank you, Vanessa, at the end of the show. So go back
okay.
and listen. I didn't forget
so you
about
owe him
you.
An
I
apology.
Since
she's trying to, front of everybody. How about
no,
you
listen,
apologize
I didn't
to
insult
Ernest
her
in front of the
husband.
Nation?
I didn't insult her husband. I don't owe her nothing.
No, I'm saying
no,
that she owes you an apology,
she told
big
me
boy.
She was going to. She told me she was going to be listening in on Thursday, and she did. She called right after the show started, and she listened by phone the whole time we were on, the whole almost 2 hours
did.
That we were on.
And I'm going to start doing
said,
that.
Thank you throughout the show, and at the very end. So, yeah.
And he's like, close
okay.
it down. Can we close it down, Momo B? Close it down. I was, like, laughing, sitting over here. I was laughing,
okay,
listening, y'all. That was a good show,
I was on your team,
thank
Ernest.
You.
I was saying she owed you an apology, big boy.
No.
Oh, okay.
I want my
no,
calls
no,
to kind of be
I'll
ear.
Go with that. I'll go with that.
Okay. So, Mr. Elias, it is your birthday today, my brother. What are you going to do on this special day, Mr. Elias? What do you have planned? What does Mr. Elias do on his birthday?
Well, I'm hanging out with your wifey, man. We're chilling. We're doing our thing. We're going out.
Whoa. You said you're doing what? Wifey.
Hanging out with the wifey, man.
He didn't hear that.
What have you done?
What
did Elliot say?
You have a wifey.
Wifey? Did he
admit it? He said the wifey. I thought I heard what I heard. He
did
used wifey.
Did you get married?
That's what I heard.
Oh, not yet.
Oh,
not
okay.
Yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh.
But it's serious. But it's a serious relationship, right?
Look. Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that was hot in here, too, huh?
Mr. Elliot, how old are you today?
It's this alcohol. It's got me fired up right now.
Mr. Elliot, how old are you today, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 50, baby.
You're 50 what? What did you say?
50 years old.
Oh, Mr. Elliot, you're supposed to do something special on 50.
I am. I'm flying out of town in a couple of weeks for my 50.
Oh, hello.
Birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
they're
real.
Giving her for free plane tickets, man. You need to call her to get you some tickets.
I didn't know that we were a week apart in birthdays. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yes. Because
mine was last Saturday.
Well,
so
Oliver
what's your zodiac sign?
Aries.
Oh, the ring.
I think Aries starts on March 21st or 20th, so we're both well into it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
yeah.
Mr. Elias and wifey will be celebrating his birthday at an undisclosed location. Right,
because he doesn't want you to show up. That's fine.
Well, I don't know where he's going. I mean, you know. So Mr. Elias, so what did you get for your birthday, my brother?
A year out the hospital.
Did you get some booty?
Of course.
Gonna get some more booty?
Of course.
There you go. That's all that matters. Everything else is a far second.
Look, this time last year I was in the hospital, man. So, hell, I'm happy.
We do remember that, yes.
Yeah, I'm out the hospital, man.
Because you were fat and getting ready to have a heart attack. But good for you that you're doing better these days.
Mm-hmm.
No, but on a serious note, though, are you still juicing and doing well for yourself, Mr. Elias?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, good for you. I am, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I watch it go right in my mouth, but I do try to be careful about what I put in there.
I'm waiting for someone to ask me how many pounds I've lost.
Do we have to?
I was going to ask you that, Jay, because when you were out of town, I think it was the last week you were out of town, Mr. Elias and I were talking, and I said I was down to 390 pounds now, and you mentioned last week that you had lost 4 pounds, but I forgot to touch base with you on that, so... How are you doing with your healthy eating?
I have to ask you that also, Jay, because when you was out of town, this side of the world seemed lighter.
Are you saying that the earth did not tilt toward the sun as quickly as when Jay was here?
Oh, Rich, since I heard you, boop your mic's off, too. All right. All right, 10 good minutes. sponsored by DJ Sean One, DJ Extraordinaire. Let me tell you something. If you're having a birthday party in the Chicagoland area and you need some old school hype music, you need to get in contact with DJ Sean One. You can find him on Twitter. Hit him up on Twitter, Facebook, or you can call him at 334-538-5739. That number, once again, is 334-538-5739. All right, folks, it's time for a weather update to QOD. Plus, we have a new big call. I wish. All that more is coming up. It's the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. It is the Mr. Elliott's birthday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after the weather and the old school Get Hype song.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Wet weather continues over the Ohio Valley and the southeast. In fact, severe weather possible, if not likely, throughout the Sunshine State. I'm meteorologist Justin Pavic with your latest weather watch. New England, get ready. More snow on the way. That's right, heading into Sunday before a bigger warm-up early next week. Cannot forget about the west. Pouring down rain north of San Francisco currently. Some delays here out of the airport. Snows, Grand Tetons toward the Bighorns. Also, the Bitterroots, where we could see some significant snow accumulations around Lookout Pass. That's going to be along Interstate 90 into the southeast. So we're looking at more wet weather. Tornado watch box continues in this vicinity of Florida until 5 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Not only the potential for tornadoes, but also gusty winds and hail. In addition to that, of course, some pouring rain and tons of lightning out of these thunderstorms as well. A little break into Alabama and Georgia. And then we have wet weather further off to the north. Could see a few stronger storms pop up later on today as well. Coastal Carolinas into southeastern Virginia. I think the greatest severe threat, though, stays south of Savannah. Northbound wet weather rolling into New York City. Later on this afternoon, it will push its way into Pennsylvania and New York State. A little bit of snow on tap for Sunday, significant north of Caribou.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog. We'll be right back.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. You think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth, that's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City, nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I used to move illegal substance on the
street. You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
347-850-1272 is the call-in number, 347-850-J-Ryle Show on a beautiful Mr. L.E.S. edition of the J-Ryle Show. And, of course, speaking of the man himself, happy birthday, Big Dog, my main man. You know I love you. Happy birthday, Big Daddy.
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Ain't nobody scared of you either, birthday boy. Nobody's scared of you. Hey, Momo Beezy and the Easy. What's up, baby?
Just wanna hold you tight. Oh,
it's a Grammy winner right there.
I had to run and get my hair brushed.
Oh my God.
Oh man. And I tell you what, that box that you have, it looks like we could have played it from that radio that you have in your house.
That's a PA system right there, man. That's not just a radio. That's a whole PA system.
Shut up.
Oh, man. Attention shoppers.
And that voice is the one and only Big E. What's up, Big E?
Let me inform you, I am not scared of any of you people.
Miss Terry is in the house. Hey, Miss Terry, girl.
Hey.
Hashtag bare bottoms in the house.
Bare bottoms. Speaking of Miss Terry, well, hold on.
Bare bottoms.
Hashtag. All right, now, Vanessa's in the house. Hey, Vanessa, girl, with a pack of cools in her hand.
When?
Get my cigarette.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to. All right, get my cigarette. And, of course, Rich Sister is in the house. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hello.
Hello to you, too. Look, see, that's that smoker's cough.
That's me. I was choking on my drink. That's me. I was choking on my drink. Sorry.
Kept going. All right, now listen, you talked about a new intro for Miss Terry. Let's hear that here before we go any further. I'd like to hear that, Ernest. Do you have that ready for us?
Yeah, she's been wanting a new intro, and I thought, let me just come up with one for her for Ernest Radio Network. So when Miss Terry hops on ERN, this is what you're going to hear.
Why every time you bring a man you get with, you tell him you got a toy drawer, chest, whatever, he assumes that you're going to bring a toy and put it up his behind.
What the hell?
I'm not wasting my time putting it up your behind. This is for me. This ain't for you. You know? Yeah. Let me get you straight on something. The toys are for my enjoyment. Oh, all I need you to do is hold it and let me handle my business.
What the hell is this?
A mother for me. Now move your big ass around this way so I can work on that zipper, baby.
Oh, my Lord.
Underwear on. I should have known. I should have known.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
Terry's intro.
What the hell was that?
Listen, the first time we went back live about 3 weeks ago, I said, does anybody have, you know, we our show's formatted a lot like Saturday Edition, and I said, does anybody have any final thoughts? And Miss Terry pops up and says, you know, this is my final thought. I just want men to know that when I reach in my chest or my boogie bag or whatever and I pull out something, I am not trying to stick it up your behind. This is for me. So I'm like, well, that's Miss Terry right there, so that's got to be in the intro. And then, you know, I just embellished here and there, and that's who you want to know who Miss Terry is? That's who Miss Terry is right there.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And she loves it.
Oh, she also saves kids, too. Just let's make sure we don't forget that part. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Miss Terry.
She's well-rounded. Ain't nothing wrong with that. She's well-rounded.
That's right.
Don't act like you saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
No, don't bring it here, Miss Terry. Don't bring it here. Your nasty ass. When I reach in my bag of fucking things to play with, I don't mean I'm going to be playing with your booty. See, the reason why we split is because Momo B has been trying to put something. Let me just vibrate this on the back of your cannolis. That's Momo B. So we're a little nervous.
Yeah. Okay, get it right. Because I never said nothing about insertion. I just said rubbing it. Okay.
Yeah, Momo B is not about the insertion.
I just want you to feel it. It's nice.
Okay, all right.
It is nice, trust me. It's nice when it gets inserted, too. I'm just saying.
It's quarter to the top of the hour. J-Rock, show 347-855.
It is very nice when it's inserted and vibrating, trust me.
Yeah, shut up, Ernest. All right, look, we have a brand new bit coming up a little later on. It's called I Wish, I Wish, I Wish. It's going to be fun. It's coming up here next set. But right now, folks, you know what? Why these perverted people are talking about funky things to play with, we do have a show to do. And by the way, once again, happy birthday to my boy, Mr. Elliott. You know, boy. Man, this guy, man. You know, boy, this dude. Man, let me ask you something, bro. Now, you know, it's just like my man said in what was that movie, man, Eddie Murphy was in? But him and, whatchamacallit? Him and Martin Lawrence.
That narrows it down.
Life.
I can see me and Mr. Elias now, man, sitting on some benches, man, just sitting around, you know, chilling. Yeah, man. Hey, man, look here, man. You die first, man, so I can bust up in that mud. Talk about the room. When Jesus died, my boy. I will be with that joker for the rest of my God-given day.
When Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to bust up in that thing, Mr. Elias, and sing that song for your ass.
I need to watch that movie again. I never watched it all the way through.
Yeah, you can make a request if this is Soul Train, but this is not Soul Train, Rich. This is hell no.
You better get. Listen, she's going to be a smart ass. You better get near the mute button. I'm just saying.
I got the mute button cocked and ready. So, yes, Rich sister, what request do you have?
It cocked.
Well, no, and this is serious, but I'm asking to do it towards the end of the show because I know you got to get to the QOD. The game that you were playing on Wednesday, the this and that game.
Yes.
I'm requesting towards the end of the show to get a this and that question.
Oh.
Since I just stopped.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, I'm about to hang out.
Did you not get it?
I wasn't on the show. I wasn't on the show Wednesday. I wasn't on the show.
You know what? I didn't get one either. I had to answer it quickly right at the end of the show. I never got
asked during the show.
So I feel you, girl.
End.
I feel you.
Towards the end, because I know you got to get to the QOD.
Yeah, you're right. You said that twice, and that means it needs to come right now. Okay, so the QOD.
And pick up his jacket at the dry cleaners.
The question of the day. The question of the day is, why do people do... And so we're going to fill in the blank because, you know, the thing is, the human being is a weird creature. We do things that other people or other species don't. So that's it, 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day, why do people do... And since it's the birthday boy... Shut up. Since it's the birthday boy, my boy, Mr. Elias, man. I have a question for you, bro. And everyone can answer this question, but I'll ask you first.
All right.
Let's tell us, why do big women wear spandex?
Because they want to...
I want to feel sexy just like a little woman.
Who was Elliot? Can we all agree?
Why do big men wear
big women? Don't we all? Can we all agree that big women shouldn't be wearing spandex?
Oh, hey man, look, some men like women in spandex.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
I mean, some men like big women in spandex. They like it.
So can we agree that they should not be wearing spandex?
Well, some people say we shouldn't be wearing certain clothes we wear, man. Hell. Like that tan jacket you got, but
Need
we don't drive
that
way.
Oh, here come the tan jacket, Joe.
Need I?
Yes.
Need I remind you that he likes booty? Need I remind
you
he likes booty?
He likes booty. He didn't say big booties, though. I mean, there's a distinction.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, he may. Yeah, he may.
You ain't been listening to the show because Mr. Elias has said he doesn't like no little ass. In fact, he just said it a week ago.
Okay, I forgot I should have came to you first. My bad. Okay, thank you.
No, you shouldn't come to me first. We just talked about it last week in the this and that question, I think on Wednesday or Saturday. Would you rather?
Yeah,
and he said
right
he would
that.
Rather have a woman with a bigger ass than
a
real hot woman with no
said.
Ass. He said he likes
booty. Yeah, but he said big booty.
You ain't listening.
I kind of know what he wants, and I don't think he wants a big Cadillac booty. like Robin Harris said, that's our brothers buy Cadillacs, baby.
Lord,
all right, so Mr. Elias is being diplomatic on his birthday. That's fine. Mama B, let me ask you a question. Why do women wear tight pants?
Yes, I would have to say they like the way it looks.
Let me ask you this. So my question to you is this. So why do they get upset when men gawk at their asses?
Is that still me?
That's why.
Okay, here we go. This is how I feel. I feel that I got my share of pants in there that one may say is too tight, but I like the way I look in them. Now, you got some women who wear tight clothes because they want other people to notice them. You got two different things going here. I'm not the person that's like, he don't know me or whatever. I dress because I like the way I dress. I wear things. I put on a blouse. I'm like, okay, what will be? All right. I'm like, the man is gonna. I don't do that. So you have some women that do that, and then you have me and other women who like to dress because they like the way they look. Now, the reason why I would get upset if somebody said something, it all depends on what you say. You know, you can compliment me, yes, but don't come all out your face being nasty and rude. I don't like that. There's a difference between complimenting a woman on how she looks and being rude and disrespectful.
Okay, let me give you a couple examples. All right, let's say that a man said to you, damn, baby, those jeans look good on you. Is that a compliment or is that being disrespectful?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, what if a man said to you, girl, boy, look at that ass, look fat in them damn jeans. Ooh, baby. Is that a compliment?
That's disrespectful.
No, that's disrespectful.
Why is
it F-A-T or P-H-A-T?
Like that. Yeah, it looks fat like that, baby.
Well, you can't say that. If you don't know me, you shouldn't say anything about my specific body part. You can just say I look good.
You just said you can compliment you, so that you're double talking.
Listen, you don't have to say, your titties look good.
You don't have to
say word. Just say you look good. You look good to me. I love the way you look. That's it. You don't have to get graphic or specific. That's disrespectful. And your mom should have told you that.
That's not a compliment.
Okay. Miss Sherry.
If you don't know the difference, then you need to go back somewhere and find out, boy.
Ooh. Yes, okay. Massa.
Drop the mic
Massa.
And left.
Yeah, I feel like Toby when she said, boy, thank you. All right, Miss Sherry.
I'm making no joke.
Why do females wear tight jeans, tight pants?
Because they want men to look at their ass.
Hello.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Tell it true.
A lot of women. I just told you, some some women, once you look at them, and some women will say, damn, I said both of the damn things. What are you talking about? That's what
I'm
talking about.
I'm not questioning you there, sire. I'm just saying
yes. Because she said the same thing I said, but I said what some women do. Like, she just said whatever. I guess that's what she do.
Okay.
And I said what women do, and not just me. How I dress, how I want to dress. I dress.
I'm on your
I
team,
look in the
baby.
Mirror, that's my first and foremost. Okay. All right. So you act like you didn't hear those words a few minutes ago.
I heard them very well. Thank you very much. Vanessa, why do women wear tight-ass pants?
Because they want people to look at their ass.
Oh, damn.
That's what that is right there. Hanging a whole nutshell right there.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So if a man is looking, why do some women be like, what you looking at? Your ass.
Maybe it's the wrong man looking at him.
The man who made the comment, let me get off the speaker, because the man who made the comment, they wasn't interested in that man. Had it been a fine, good-looking man that said something about them, they'd be like, well, thank you. Yeah, okay. You know?
That's a crazy.
If Flavor Flav said, oh, you know, that's when you get that, what you looking at? But if, you know, somebody else said it, they'd be like, oh, okay.
It's like that old woman from that Sanford and Son clip. That's what it is.
Right.
When
like
know,
for me, if an old man says it, I'm like, but if a younger man says it, I'm like,
ooh.
That's
how I
want
to pop to my purse.
80, 90-year-old man looking at my ass now.
He got
to
be 25 for you to look at him.
I don't think Momo B's got a problem with 80 and 90-year-old men. I'm just saying.
But she sure does. They got money.
He's giving her a record with older men.
I don't have a problem with anybody saying complimenting me.
I know you don't.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have a problem with older men.
If you're 90 years old and you said, excuse me, ma'am, you're looking good. I like the way you look. Or you look nice. Okay, I'll take that. If you're 90 and you get all nasty and rugged, that ass is good. I'm not going to like it. If you're as chestnut looking and you approach me in that same disrespectful manner, I'm not going to like that either because I see that's the type of person you are. So you already turned – I'm going to tell you something about Mama B. Mama B just turned off real quick. So I don't care how
she's
you
in the
look.
Third person
if, you, if you approach me in a disrespectful way and say something, I don't know you. You should not be referring to my ass. If it looks good, say it looks good. Don't say, oh, your ass, I want to do that. No, I don't need to know all of that. Are you wrong for stepping to me like that? So, no, I don't care how you look.
Let me ask you something, Momo B. You at the club, right? Rocking back and forth, everybody feeling good. You know how it is every now and then. You sitting at the club, you're rocking back and forth, everybody having a good time enjoying the party. Somebody up behind you, you kind of rub, you know, you kind of just dancing back and forth. But he's like, I feel the vibe. You turn around, and it's an 85-year-old man.
Pulling his teeth back and forth out. Licking his
what
lips
would you
and
do?
Moving his dentures. So what's your question? My question is,
what would you do if you turned around and saw Grandpa was kind of rolling back and forth with you? You know, he all up against you. You thinking it's a good, he's smelling good. He got on some cool water cologne and it smells good. You mesmerized.
You turn around and it's like Morgan Freeman instead of Idris Elba. What do you do at that point?
Yeah. What would you do in that situation just out of curiosity?
I would step off, Grandpa.
Step off, Grandpa. Rock a bye, hey. Baby. Yes, Mr.
Momo, what if he was with that guy that was messing around with Nicole?
Nicole was Anna Nicole.
Anna Nicole Smith. What if he was that rich? He was a whore billionaire. And he's like, yeah, I'm rocking back.
I would still step over him because I wouldn't know unless I turned around and knew exactly who he was. That would be different. But if I didn't know who he was, automatically I'm stepping off. But if I knew who he was, I knew he was rich. Okay, let's go sit down and talk.
You a skeezer. You a skeezer.
I didn't say we were going home. I said let's sit down and talk.
Why are you okay
about that?
You gonna talk to an 85-year-old dude that got eight spots on his head? You
I
need
to
stop.
I want to talk to him. I want to
talk to
him.
I don't know why he talked to me.
I don't discriminate. I want to talk to Mr. Rich. Yes, I do.
What'd you say, Vanessa?
He could buy my drinks all night long while he's smelling me.
Oh, man.
I know, that's right. Let's talk to him. Well, look, you already married your old man, so, you know, you out the market.
ain't got to go. I'm like, Mama B, I ain't got to go home with you.
I want to keep my pockets fat.
But if you want to talk to me, that's okay, because I'm going to still go dance with Joe Blow, and you can buy all my drinks all night long, but you're not going home with me. Holla.
Well, so why would I want to buy your drinks then?
He don't know he ain't going home with me.
Well, see, okay, see, that's a perfect example of how scandalous females are right there. Right there. You
yeah,
heard it live,
that's
people.
Some low, shady stuff.
And
right
y'all
there.
Are
that
scandalous.
Low,
and y'all are scandalous because y'all want to buy our drinks and think that some drinks is going to get you in my bed. So y'all
exactly.
scandalous.
How you know?
That's
well, I don't
right.
your
listen,
bed.
We
how about
know
that?
Foreplay starts
that's
in the morning,
right.
blah, blah, blah. But we're at the club. We're on a schedule, Heifer. If you're going to come on, let's go. I'll get you a drink. But you got to come on home. Otherwise, you got to get peppered. I don't have a punch card, buy 10, get one free. I'm paying for this stuff. Now, come on, you make me cuss. You about to make me cuss.
Yeah, you better pull up. But you're getting dangerously close to the mute zone. Pull up.
I really did almost say the S word there for a minute.
Yeah, I almost heard you, too. I was ready. Because when you got going like that, I put up the mute just in case you said something crazy. I was ready for your ass.
Jay wanted to put it off on the women. He didn't want to take no blame for
none of this. I'm not putting
nothing
off on the women. You just said that. I didn't have anything to do with
that.
You just
scandalous.
Said it, Vanessa.
Yeah.
You
no,
just
he
said.
He said y'all scandalous, so y'all not scandalous. Yes,
you
y'all are.
Because you're leading the man on, and you're
thank
not
you.
You're not following through. You're just leading
but
him
that's
on.
Okay.
You are scandalous.
I might be leading
stuff.
Him on, but he thinks that them little $30 worth of drinks is going to get him in the bed.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. Let me tell you something. Men ain't stupid. They know exactly
men
what
ain't
they do when they come to the club. They know what they do.
Look,
doing,
this
so
is a two-way street
say,
right to my apartment,
yeah.
too. Let's get on it.
They know. It's not like we're taking advantage of nobody. Men know what they
hold
do.
Hold on. You can't speak for men.
Yes, you
they
do.
You
always
can't
do.
Speak for
no,
men.
No. Men got a plan, and so do women. That's how it is. That's what the club
all
is about.
All women do.
That's what the club is about. If
all
you
women
down with the
do
game,
that.
Stay out the club.
That's what the club's about.
The club.
But, Jay, nowadays, me and ask women, where do you work? Well, which car out there is yours? They ask the same thing. Men have turned just as scandalous. Men ask all the time.
Going to?
No, men who want somebody who got as
what
much
is
as they got.
What is it, speed dating where you're going?
What the hell are you talking about, Vanessa?
No. Jay, you got
who the hell asked a woman what Miss Elias? Have you ever asked a female, Miss Elias, what type of car she has outside in the parking lot?
No,
I sure
Jay,
am.
Listen. Jay, what you say,
yeah.
Miss Elias?
I sure am.
Nah.
Oh, damn.
I didn't need to know that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I sure am. What? I ain't going to say a lie. No, I sure am. Yeah,
Miss Elias said she got to be driving something better than his or equal to.
Thank you.
True, Elias. That's true.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Miss Elias,
well, you
just
slide.
Yeah,
you just slide outside with her and see what she roll in with.
Thank you.
Okay, it doesn't matter what
different.
She's driving as long as she's driving you later on. What does it matter?
Yeah, okay, y'all.
She can pull
up matter.
On 10 speed, but if she's gonna ride my jock later on, I don't care if she comes in on a skateboard. I'm just saying.
Jay, when is the last time you've been to the club?
Why, Miss Jay? Why? You trying to put me on blast?
I
haven't been to the club
no,
in a while.
I'm not.
Why?
I'm asking you.
I went to the club when I was in Scotland. I was
okay,
in the club in Scotland.
Okay, that's different. I'm talking about the United States of America.
No, it's not. It's actually more fun.
Probably. But, you
it
know,
is.
You'd ride up in your, what, you got a Mercedes?
What does that got to do with anything?
Then you might get me to talk to you, but if you got a pinto, you won't be helping.
Oh, you're scandalous.
You a skeezer. You got to load that in the damn thing, skeezing the ass. If you got a Benz, then maybe you can chat, but if,
well,
you know.
I'm just saying.
Why?
But what if
Why?
What if the guy is driving a Benz and the girl comes up and she's in the Pinto? What does that
yeah.
make her? Because now you look like a gold digger. Now you just
first
look
of all,
shady.
I'm not
going like
to roll up to the club in a Pinto.
You going to take a cab, huh?
No,
gonna take
I'm
going to
rent a car. I'm going to rent a car.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to
in the garage. That's what
you're
going
to
do. You're fake. You're fake ass. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. I'm not.
You're going to rent a car to go to the club?
I see people do it. I live in California. People do it all the time. That's just what people do here.
And you're going to sit there and call me freaking materialistic. I'm going to go get me a rental car. Some people won't know I'm driving a damn 1979 Chevrolet Caprice. Yeah, with the hellcat missing. Oh, my God. 347.
Oh,
I can't believe this. You are, folks, listen to me. Listen, folks. You are learning something about the female species tonight. This is turning to a good education.
You're the only one that don't know. You're the only one that don't know.
I don't go to the club. Let me tell you something. I don't go to the club trying to figure out what somebody's driving. I could care less because I know what I got outside. I don't give a damn what you're driving. That ain't got nothing to do with me. You see what I'm saying? So I don't care.
It might one day.
No, they won't, Mr. Elias. No, the hell they won't. No, the hell they won't. What are you talking about?
Well, right, first of all, Jay, you going to the club, you don't want to hold nobody's hand, hug them, kiss them, or nothing. So,
no, I'm not doing that. You're
going to the club and have a drink. So,
no.
You know.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, what time is it? We have... Oh, man. Oh, do we have time? Okay,
yeah, we're
look.
Over for break.
We are.
No, we ain't got time. We'll come back on that.
Hey, does anybody ask you nothing? Nobody ask you?
We'll come back.
Last time I checked, I didn't see executive producer in front of your damn name.
Apparently, Jay don't know what the club is for, so let's go to break and come back in school
I don't know what the club is for.
Apparently,
oh,
you guys don't know either because you think it's all for free drinks. That's what y'all think it's for.
She said, I don't know what the... Uh-oh.
Get the drink before I
am offended. I'm offended. We'll discuss this
on the other
side.
I am offended. I am...
You are on break, and we are too.
Hi, this is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donna's, with your healthy lifestyle fitness tip for this week. Do you ever feel like you're going great with a diet, completely in control and on track? When you get hit by an uncontrollable craving for something that is on the so-called ban list, you do everything you can to control it, but somehow it still finds you, and eventually you give in. You say to yourself, I'll just have one bite. But come on, let's be real. Who can have just one chip or one piece of chocolate? Before you know it, you've either eaten the whole bag or the whole bar of chocolate. You see, a few extra calories turn into so many extra calories. And then that little cheat that you had soon becomes an all-out buffet with all kinds of food that you should not be eating. Food cravings can do some serious damage to your progress. So, let's give you some tips on how you can kill those food cravings. Number one, first of all, you have to smash the urge. If you continually resist the urge to give in to your cravings, you can end up binging all the time. Instead of trying to resist those cravings, try this. When you have the urge for something sweet, instead of grabbing a piece of chocolate, get some yogurt. Number two, purge your cupboard. Having bad foods anywhere near you will only make things worse and make those cravings hit more often. So even before you start a diet, get rid of all the temptations by purging your cupboard. Number three, chew gum. Yes, you heard me, chew gum. In between meals or when cravings begin to hit, just grab a stick of gum. Research has shown that people who chew gum between meals eat fewer snacks, because you always have something in your mouth. Number four, eat regularly. If you're not eating at regular intervals during the day, then your cravings are going to come more often. The more you eat, the less cravings you will get. And finally, number five, go to the gym. Yeah, I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear, but check this out. When you're exercising, you are actually releasing endorphins that will counteract those feelings of hunger. So when you get those cravings, go for a walk, get some cardio in, and before you know it, you won't have those cravings anymore. So the next time you get the urge to pick up a cupcake or a donut or whatever it might be, remember these five easy tips to kill those cravings. And remember, sweat is fat crime.
Saturday.
Damn right it's Saturday. 347-850-1272 on a beautiful Mr. LES weekend, birthday weekend, I should say. We're in the house hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy, the birthday boys in the house. Mr. LES, what's up, Big Daddy?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Oh, man. Well, I got a lot of people that's going to wish you. Man, I have 62 messages from people wanting to wish you a happy birthday. I'm going to read some of them here shortly. Momo Beezy is in the house. What's that, girl?
Yep, present and accounted for.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you. We'll talk about it. All right, Big E's in the house.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm ready to hear that bone picking. I'm ready to hear that.
Yeah, I ain't talking
about
my
butt bone.
You know
it's
going
to mean a 20-minute rebuttal from her, but you go ahead.
Whatever. All right, Rich Sister is in the place to be. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi, everyone.
Rainbows and unicorns.
Yes. Miss Terry, what's going on? Hashtag I wear no drawers. How you doing, girl?
Hey.
Hashtag bare bottoms.
Hashtag bare bottoms. Get it straight.
Hey, I said hashtag no drawers. What's going on, fly girl? Hashtag wear my cool cigarettes. What's up, girl?
Hashtag menthols.
I told you. I smoke.
Okay, I told you. I don't smoke cool cigarettes. My husband buys me expensive cigarettes because he's a bus driver and he makes six figures a year. Boom.
I need to be a bus driver. You're rolling that kind of dough. Sit on your ass and just drive people around all day. I can do that. Damn. I'm in the wrong business. Jeez.
Definitely.
All right, folks, listen. Now, today is Mr. Elias' birthday. Have some birthday wishes. Diana from Amman, Jordan, Mr. Elias, saying happy birthday to Mr. Elias.
Thank you, girl.
What time is it there?
I don't know.
It's got to be in the morning.
Probably 6 or 7 hours later at least. I would imagine.
Is it? Yeah. Empress from Hina, Texas, saying happy birthday to the one and only Mr. Elias. Kim from Katie is saying what's happening, and happy birthday to Mr. Elias. Gladys said I wouldn't miss it in the world. Happy birthday to you, Big Daddy.
Gladys.
Yes. Yes, Gladys. I haven't seen her in a while. Sweetness from Orange Park, Florida is saying happy birthday to Mr. Elias. Shane from Willis, Texas is saying what's going on. Enjoy your day. Oh, look.
Is that?
Yes, sir.
Is that old woman you were talking to last week? Is she back saying that?
No, man, I told you she unfriended me, man. Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up. We have gotten past that. She unfriended me, man. I hate, look,
I don't
not only did she unfriend me,
man,
she blocked me.
Man.
I tried to send her a message. She was like, hell no. What had to do with you, young ass?
Now
young
you body. Ain't good enough all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. First you wanted to get with me. Now you don't even want to talk to me. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, Sheila, this is the white girl that Mr. Elias is supposed to give her a name, I think. She's saying happy birthday, Mr. Elias, to you as well.
Oh, Sheila.
And Arnold, this is a white dude with a cowboy hat that's saying happy birthday to you. All right, Mr. Elias, look at you. One more. I got a few more. Let's
why
see.
Why
does
he got
Lauren
white?
Lauren from
yeah, that's true, Ernest.
Island, what is this, Island Heights, New Jersey? Where the hell is that? Ooh, she got a top hanging out. She said, happy birthday, hot stuff. He ain't hot, girl. You must have seen pictures of his ass. Ain't nothing hot about him. Oh, was that a leftover birthday wish for me? It could have been. I don't know.
Okay.
All right,
probably.
We'll read more later on in the show. I want to say also what's up to Mavis. How you doing? Prada, hey, girl, what's up? We need to do lunch. You're right here in Katy, Texas. What's up with that? And who else? That's Sam B. Hey, from St. Louis. What's up, guy? How you doing? Welcome in, folks. Mr. Elias, let's see. Let me jump in our chat. Chief Chef Rob is in the house. What's up, man? How you doing? To all the guests, hello. People that's listening all around the world. Been around the world and I can't find my baby. The Q&A is a question of today. We're asking you, why do people do And so the first question was on the table. Well, I asked, why do women wear tight pants? And all of a sudden, I've never been to the club in my life. So Momo B, educate me on the club. Because I've never been to the club before.
First of all, I didn't say you've never been to the club before. But it's obvious, just like when Terry asked you,
it's been a long time.
When was the last time? Because this is why I said that. Because
please,
when the ladies were saying that, they take the drink from the man, then you shout out the word scandalous and leading them on and all this other stuff came flying out. And I'm like, you must not know what the club is. When men go to the club,
what's the club?
They go to pick up women. That's the whole purpose of being here.
Women go to the club. Some women go to the club to meet people. Some women go with our friends. We go to have fun. Called having fun.
What does having fun entail?
To listen to music.
To talk about
drink.
Y'all.
To listen to music. To get our drink on.
Scandalous.
And chill. That's
told
it.
You.
But men, you don't see men going to the club to have fun. They don't just go with their boys to hang out. They can do other things. Men's main reason for going to a club is to pick up a chick. So if
that's
you
bull
can't
crap.
Go, you have, no, it's not bull crap. You haven't been to a club in 80 years. Listen, and you might learn something. So
okay,
so, I'm not talking about going to a little lounge. I'm talking about a full blown club. Men go to clubs to pick up chicks. That's what they do. Now, if you're going to a club to pick up a chick, you know you're going to have to fuck with some drinks. You already know that. You already know that. So men don't get offended because they have to pay for drinks. They don't get offended for that. They don't say, oh, you're scandalous. You drank my drink and now you want to. They don't do that because they already know that's what they got to do. That's nothing to them. That's nothing to them. And if you was a man going to the club picking up chicks, you would know this. That's all part of his game.
Hold on. Don't bring it here.
It's called the bait. It's called the bait. He got his bait and he's ready to get it.
The
that's
bait.
What he's doing. Yes.
Let me tell you
something. You throw out the bait and you see who catches. And when you catch up somebody ready to drink your drinks, it's up to you to figure out how far she want to go before you just had $100 worth of drinks. Because if you come to me,
I'm not spending
$100
on drinks.
I'm drinking all your drinks and guarantee you I ain't going home with you.
Well, you ain't getting
into
my drinks either. See, let me tell you something.
It's up to you to figure that out.
Now, let me educate you.
I'll buy you a water.
It's a game. It's all a game.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Let me tell
you
something. You educated me. Let me educate
you.
Thank you. Let me educate your ass.
And that's why people don't get educated, because they don't want to listen. They already
talk. Oh, yeah, I've already heard what you had to say.
No,
I heard it all.
Oh, she said somebody's ready to talk. Really?
I'm not finished.
Well, how long is it going to take you to tell me it's bait? I'm still listening.
You want to know why you go to school for 12 years or no?
Oh, what'd she say?
Same concept. Do you want to know why people go to school for 12 years? It's not a one-day thing. It's not a five-minute discussion. It's a lifetime. You go to school for years because
you need 12 minutes
in,
a minute for every year, or what do you want?
I'm trying to tell you. Don't rush it.
This show's only 2.5 hours.
Don't rush it. I'm trying to teach you. Don't rush it.
I've been taught already. I don't like your class. I'm dropping
you
as a professor.
You got an F anyway, nigga.
Well, thank you. And I'm not coming back in this damn class ever again. Now, how about that? Now, let me tell you something, Mr. LS. Help me out with this, bro. Help me out with this.
Hold on, professor.
I'm not in your class. I'm talking to Mr. LS in the hallway. Outside your door, so you can hear me, but I'm not in your classroom. How about that? So now, here's the deal. We peep women out like y'all. We know the women that there's no chance of us going home. You there just to collect our drinks? Hell no. Nah. We know y'all. We know who y'all are. So we ain't, let me tell you something. I've never spent more than freaking $30 at a club on drinks. Now, how about that?
That's
put down
nice.
Your peace pipe. Yeah, we are. That's right.
And you're
that's
single.
Nice.
And you're
that's
single.
That's nice. Yeah,
now,
so
hold on, Miss Terry. Anybody ask you to fill out my damn status on my damn application? I know how to take that block on my own. Don't need you for that. Thank you very
nice.
Much.
Yeah, I don't know what you thought you was telling me. There's a lot of men like that. And?
No, hold on. Let me tell you something, though. Miss Elias, what is our track record, bro, when we hit certain places here in H-Town?
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Bro, it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that's right.
They just don't understand.
Unbelievable.
They just don't understand.
Unbelievable, yeah, it's exactly the answer.
Y'all should consider yourselves blessed to be on the show with me and Mr. L.E.S.
Ain't no way. Maybe L.E.S., because I don't have
nothing
against L.E.S.
No, it's both of us. It's both
but
of us.
You?
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-uh.
Please.
Not your bougie, but no.
Let me tell you something. Bougie?
No.
Did you call me the B word?
No,
you're a little
no.
bougie, man.
No.
You're pretty bougie.
No, you are.
This is an A&B conversation. F your way out of it. Thank you. So anyway.
Still bougie. You still bougie.
I'm going to have to write that one down. I never heard that before.
Okay, I'm listen. On your side here, but you are a little bougie.
Well, the hell with you. I don't need you on my side. Okay, here's the deal. Bottom line is.
On your backside.
Well, you damn right. You'll never be there, you sorry bastard. So don't even bring that up. See you. Pull up. I digress. Lord have mercy. Take a deep breath. All right, so here's the deal.
I'm pull up, smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
You ain't
going to
smack it. You'll get knocked in your damn mouth if you come towards me talking crazy. I tell you that right now. There you talking about.
I'm a man of a certain age and preference.
Yeah, you
and
a man. Yeah, you a man
you
with
would,
your ass whooped. You come talking to me crazy. That's
going
to got me fired up.
A little too much, man. You better watch out. You got to balance.
That's
going to
go. He got me fired up. 347-8-5-4-1-2. See, all the jokes said no more jokes now. That joke got me warm. 347-8-5-4-1-2-7-2.
Call it. Don't
get mad, Ron. Oh, man. All right, look. To kill this question of the day, why do people do whatever? So now, let me ask you a question, Rich Sister. Why do people, why do some people not believe in God?
That's a good question. When you have everything around you that proves there is a God, it could be just definitely, in all fairness, usually what people like go through in their life, especially if they, you know, had a hard life, may have lost some loved ones, definitely those who were sick, and they prayed for them, so they didn't get healed, so there's no God. But I think that's just, in all seriousness, just what the people's circumstances, what they go through in their life, and especially, God forbid, if they got hurt in the church. You know, because there's some people
in the church.
Well, by people. By people in the church. That's definitely, that's a big one. If they went to a church and they weren't, you know, as loving as they, as Bible tells them to be, because some people, they, especially if they're like self-righteous, the worst kind of so-called Christian.
So you say
that's a big one.
So you say it like
in the church.
You say it like if the Reverend was crooked, or if it was the Reverend like the. Do you know who the Reverend Lennox Thomas is?
I can't say that I do.
You know, you know, let me. This is who he is.
Later, what kind of low life dog, scoundrel, snake in the grass would lay with another man's wife? Who is this person?
You lying son of a bitch.
That's Reverend Lennox Thomas.
Oh, that one. Oh,
yeah.
That one.
No,
which way is up?
You saying preachers like that.
But I'm not
thank
just
you. I'm glad
talking
you.
About. I'm not just
yes.
talking about preachers.
Uh huh.
You can be anybody, like in the church that you know. You'd be not just a preacher. I mean, cause you got your faker preachers out there. But
you said faker preacher.
I mean, you got some out there. You got some faker Christians too that act self-righteous. But it's really about, in truth, what people go through. Especially those trials and those tribulations, especially if they lost people, you know, they say, well, I asked God for this, and it didn't, you know. But you got to think about what the Bible says. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways.
Okay.
Like, you think about somebody who may have, like, if you prayed for somebody to get well and they got sick, well, that was God. That you never know. See, while you were off praying, what was that conversation with the Lord?
Oh.
See, he may have wanted to use them for more, but maybe they told God, you know what, I'm tired. I'm ready.
Yeah.
But
that's an interesting point.
Their conversation while you were off praying. He's not going to overstep their will over you. So you just got to. Just look at God's way. I mean, we'll never understand, but get hurt. And
The devil's getting some aqua boogie on your
I know, because yeah, the aqua boogie is alive. Well, thank you, Richard.
Yeah,
Michelle, let me ask you something. But let me ask you, Michelle, so why do you think people don't believe in God, Michelle? Yes.
Well, they believe in God. I got to agree with Richard on this one. Whereas, but, you know, some people just try and think logical. Like Bill Maher, he doesn't believe in God. Interesting show that he has. He doesn't believe in God because he said there's no place.
Yeah, I don't like that guy, man.
I don't like that guy.
You might not like him, but I like his show.
He's an asshole.
He's saying is that that God, you know, there is no higher being. He tries to think in a different way. Whereas, you know, God is about faith. You got to have faith. A lot of people don't have faith in life.
Well, here's the question. If there's no God, then how were we created?
You know what? I believe in God, so I'm not even going to try and tackle that. I believe God exists. I pray to God every morning, every night. I believe God exists.
Huh. Rich Sister, why? I'm sorry, not Rich Sister. Miss Terry, why do people not believe in God?
Well, I know some people that don't believe. And the reason why they, because I've asked them, and the reason why they don't believe is because they don't see how, first of all, they believe the Bible is a book of stories, and it was not written by God. Well, I'm just telling, let me tell you what they were told to me, because I love to see why people don't, you know, because I wasn't raised like that, so. And they believe that these were people that didn't know God, but it came through them. So how do they know if that's really God's word? How did he make all this? How does one person make all this? And why hasn't anyone met him? That's the questions they have in their heads. But normally they've never raised, you know, to go to church or to believe or read. And normally a lot of them have never even read the Bible. So this is the questions they have in their heads. And they just don't, you know, well, if there is one, then why am I going through all this hurt and hardship? Why am I going, you know, they get to asking all those questions. So all those questions come out. I couldn't relate because I've always was born to believe. So I'm just telling you what was told to me.
Huh.
Which is crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's just that you can't change what a person believes. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't, if they haven't been taught like you have, you can't. What can you say?
You know, that's interesting. Ernest, before we go to break, what do you think?
I agree with everybody that's spoken so far. I also think that, and I know some atheists, just hardcore atheists. And first of all, on top of what Rich Sister said, the Bible says that we are born with the knowledge of good and evil. We are born with the knowledge of God. That's why we know what's right and wrong in the world. Yes, we're taught it, but we also, you know, you have that inclination like, maybe that's not right. You know, that the Bible says that that's the knowledge of God in you. So your own convictions accuse you of being a believer in God, accusing in a good way. I also think that people choose to not believe in God because it's just an easier route for them. There's not a lot of responsibility with that. You know, we all write our own morals in life. We all write our own life code and whatever you want to call it. But I think atheists don't want that responsibility. They don't want to have to answer to anybody. They don't want to be submissive to anybody. And they could have gotten hurt in the church. They could have just thrown their hands up to it and ran into too many hypocritical people. I mean, we're all a little hypocritical at some point in our life, whether we mean to be or not. But I think they've run into it too much, and they just throw their hands up and say it's just easier to not believe in it. So it's a little bit of spiritual laziness, for lack of a better word, when people choose not to believe in God because
That's
they don't want to do the footwork on it. They don't want to do the soul-searching for it. But those of us that were raised in the church, I mean, my grandfather, Ernest II, started the church I was raised in, the Baptist church I was raised in. So for me, I've questioned so many things with God, but I've never questioned his existence. And I have also really rewritten and reexamined a lot of the things I believe in the past 2 or 3 years. So my walk with God now and what I believe is totally different than what it was, you know, even 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I feel more at peace with it now. Why people don't believe in God? Because they choose not to. for whatever their reason is, they just choose not to. Because I believe we're born with the knowledge of God.
Good answer. All right, coming up after the break, we'll get Momo B's and Vanessa's response. Don't go nowhere, folks. We'll be right back.
Maybe you don't recognize what you got between your eyes. Come on. Well, so I'm gonna set you right, and I'm starting here tonight. Well, shine like the moon and strong like the sea. Well, more expensive than money, more valuable than anything. Well, juicy mango summer. Make a lame man walk and a fool man hungry. Well. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you. There's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You're a prized possession. Not everybody's worthy. Only reason I know, 'cause I headed down that road. And it'd be a shame for you not to have your own glow. Come on. Well, well. Maybe don't recognize what you got between your eyes. So I'm gonna set you correct so you can get what you should get. Yeah. Intuition, something sweet. Let you know what you know, that you find before you see.
Spirit of discernment, pray for every day.
Let you know who should go and who you should let stay. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you, yeah, there's power in them rolling hills, come on. You're a prized possession, not everybody's worthy to feel. Only reason I know, 'cause I headed down that road. And it'd be a shame for you not to have your own.
Let's
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice in that. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. So I'm telling you, it's gonna take you way back.
I don't want no sensitive man either.
That's what I'm talking.
Oh, we already know what you know. We come on. Come on now. Come on now. Well, this is you. I mean,
I just felt that I had to say that because I'm the only woman on the channel.
Well,
yeah,
come
no,
on.
I don't want a sensitive man. I do not. I want somebody to put me in a headlock.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
I took the hell out of you, Atlanta.
See, I just tongue pressed 50 pounds. I just tongue pressed 50 pounds.
Rewind.
The following is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yes!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why,
this is why I'm hot. Can you believe it, yo? The third final cut of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather! 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Rouse Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TGRS Radio Network. Online radio at its best, and all our friends and family. Our family, as Sprint would like to call them, starting tomorrow morning, all time central. It is the Serious Side at 9 a.m. Intelligent Conversations by Ordinary People. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Prentice all day, and Jerome Esprit. I tell you, it's a great conversation. You need to stop in and hang out with us. We're talking about the news of the day, politics, whatever, social issues. I'm telling you, it's the place to be before you go to church or your place of worship, if you believe in God, on Sundays right here on the TGRS Radio Network. All right, every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., once again, Central Time, it is the J. Riles Show Wednesday edition. The Who's Who's edition of the J. Riles Show, me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldea, Momo, BZ, and Nahizi. Of course, Vanessa's in the house as well, Miss Terry, and Rich's sister shows up all the time, so they might as well be a part of the family plan. I tell you, it's a great conversation. It's 2 hours of nothing but the very best in making you laugh and in making you, get through the work week. You need that midweek picker-upper, and that's what the Wednesday edition is. Plus, the listen allows some of the very best in indie artists, some of the very best in neo-soul music as well. Stop on in and hang out with us every Wednesday night. Thursdays will be open. We are going to cancel the True Purpose Development Show. Tired of dealing with it. I think what we're going to start doing, we're going to start playing rewind editions of the J. Riles Show, not only on Thursdays, but I think we're going to do it on Mondays and Tuesdays as well. People have been asking for us to be on the air, so we're going to start doing it. So Mondays and Tuesdays. And on Thursdays, if you missed an episode, we'll be playing some of the very best of the J. Riles Show. So all week, there's something to do on the TGRS Radio Network. And, of course, Friday is Ladies First Radio, Monty LaDonis, Dr. Princess Aldea, Rich's sister. Ladies Issues, the place to be before the weekend. The ladies really get into a great conversation. Stop on in and check them out every Friday. And, of course, every Saturday, we're hanging out with the very best in the biz, my main man, Ernest, Mr. L.E.S., Momo BZ in the Heezy, Miss Terry, Rich Sister, Vanessa, all of us are here for the Saturday edition of the J. Riles Show. Big E Man, talk to us about ERN.
You can find out everything you need to know, and maybe a little bit more, by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Now, we are on 5 nights a week as well. Sundays, after you listen to The Serious Side, tune in to ERN at 8 p.m. Eastern for our own Political Gravity with Jane Hoffman, who holds a master's in political science, and her new co-host, John Yoder, talking about the world of religion and politics. Monday, we celebrate the best in independent music, one CD, one artist at a time. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow night, Monday night, we are playing a new De La Soul mixtape that they just released yesterday. That's what you're going to hear, a little old school and new school hip-hop. On Wednesday, come back in. It's Jane and John again at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central for Beaten Path, our own midweek inspirational show talking about how you can change the world one little step at a time. Now, Thursday, if you need something to simulcast, I'm just saying, I am here at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central with the ladies like Vanessa listening in. Don't want to forget her. Find your seat. Miss Terry, Momo B, Rich Sister, and Callie Wood usually all stop by, and we hang out on the Earnest Experience radio show. It's 2 hours of news, weather, music, and maybe a little bit of cussing, frankly, a little bit of cussing. Now, Saturday, we are here at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, simulcasting with the crew of the TJRS Radio Network. I am joined by Jay, Mr. Elias, Momo B, and the whole cast of Nut Jobs for Saturday edition. It is the funniest show you are going to hear on radio all week long, I promise. Now, you can find out that and a whole lot more, like our Twitter, our Facebook, and other good stuff, by going to earnestradionetwork.com. We will see you there. Back to you.
Appreciate that. That's food for thought. We may have to do that. Rich Sister, talk to us. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm so happy. This past Monday was the debut of my new website. And that you can find at www.jackieacaiept.com. You can find out any info you need about me, about Thoughts for Vision, the blog, the radio show, live stream channel, YouTube page, social network pages. And if you want to become
sagging
a donor,
amen. You're sagging afters on there. Yeah.
Amen. And if you want to become a donor or a sponsor to Thoughts for Vision, I would love your help there as well. Once again, one-stop shop, www.jackieacaiep.com. Check it out.
All right. And Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 on the J. King Network, it's Kings in the Morning with Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker, Davis, Simi, Robert Redwine, DLW, Sweet Tea, and, of course, Lenny Lynn, the Custom Preacher. Tell you what, check those boys out once again from 10 to 12 at Central Time on the J. King Network. And, of course, we're there every Wednesday as well. And you can always check out GLG at a place to be. Just type his name in the top right-hand corner of BTR Radio. If he's still here, you can check him out. If not, go to Google and type in GLG. You should be able to find him and check out what he has going on. One of the best in the biz as well. Mr. Elias, man, I know we have some shout-outs that we want to do. Floor's all yours, birthday boy.
I want to give a shout-out to the 100 Black Men of Indianapolis. They're doing a battalion April 12th at the J.W. Marriott in Indianapolis. What these brothers do is they get together and they help kids and send them on their way to college, man. They're doing a wonderful thing. I just want to give them a shout-out. Let everybody know that April 12th at the J.W. Marriott in Indianapolis, they're going to be doing their thing against the fifth side come out and support them.
Now, is there one J.W. Marriott, or do we have a street address or a phone number?
I can get that, Jay. They just sent me this thing, and that's just what they told me. I guess.
But, yeah. Yeah, we can get that. We want to announce that as well.
There's only one J.W. Marriott in Indianapolis.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll look it up online.
I think I got it right here in front of me.
You got it? What's the address, Ernest?
I'm pulling it up right now. Give me half a second. The page is loading. By the way, do you remember, J. Ryle, when you said that we should all try to call into each other's show and say hey and support? I am working on that schedule right now, just so you know. I'm working on a spreadsheet with Callie Wood, myself, Momo B, Thoughts for Visions, and TJRS. I'm putting our whole schedule out there, and I will send it to all of you so we all know when each other's show is on, because all of us
have a damn good idea.
Thank you, honestly.
Yeah, I'm about 90% done with it. The J.W. Marriott in Indianapolis is at 10 Southwest Street in Indianapolis. Is that the right one, Mr. Elias?
That would be correct, sir.
Okay, the phone number is 317-860-5800. Or you can go to Marriott.com and just look for J.W. Marriott. But it's 317-860-5800.
Okay, that's 100 Black Men of Indianapolis. once again, it sounds like those guys are doing some wonderful things. And, you know, listen, if you have announcements, by all means, send them over. We'd love to hear from you. You can send them to the show page, or you can send them to the email address, thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com, or you can get in contact with one of us through social media. We'd be more than happy to announce it, especially if they're doing something positive for the community. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Let's reset the table for you. The QOD, the question of the day. We're asking people, why do people do blank? And we got on a topic, asked a question that, you know, listen, I wasn't trying to be funny. I mean, it's a talk show, so if we happen to laugh during the process, mm-hmm. oh well, which we do that 99.99% of the time. But look, I wanted to know, you know, the answer to the question. So, you know, before we left, I asked the question, why do we have atheists? Why do people not, or some people not believe in God? And we got some very intriguing answers. So now, but there were two we didn't get answers from, so let me start with you, Vanessa. Why do you think people don't believe in God the Father?
You know, Jay, I have to just go with what everybody else has said. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, you're not one of those people,
yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm a Baptist, Methodist, though. But I typed in the chat room while y'all were discussing it, and I said, the more you know, the more you're held accountable for. And I believe that, because if you believe in a higher being and you follow that higher being, being Buddha or being whoever it is, like when you go in the nail shop, you see those ladies with all of that fruit and stuff in front of that Buddha, that is because they feel that they are supposed, when they prosper, they're supposed to feed the Buddha. To me, that is, when we go to church, we're supposed to pay our 10% in tithes. So that's about the same thing to me. But the more you know about whatever your religion is or whoever your higher being is, the more you're held accountable for doing what you're supposed to do. And some people don't want to be held accountable for nothing. And some people feel like, if I can't put my hands on you, then I don't believe it. So a lot of we had this conversation before where somebody was questioning who wrote the Bible, when was it written, remember that conversation? So
yeah, I remember
people,
who it was too. It was Momo B.
But some people, if you don't know it, then you, God don't generally penalize you for what you don't know. But when you go to church and you know it, it's Rich Sister in the house. And when you go to church and you know it and you don't do it, I think that he holds you a little bit more accountable because you know better. So to me, atheists who don't want to believe, or whoever it is that don't want to believe and don't want to follow, then that's just between you and your God, or whoever your higher being is. And if you don't believe in God, then you'll find out later.
Yeah. Ooh, my damn booty getting hot. Yeah, you've been following me your whole life. I'm going to show you what it's all about. Hello, my name is Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan. Momo B, why
yes,
do
dear.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm trying to whisper my name. Oh, not with Momo B.
You caught on to that, huh? You heard that, huh?
Yes, that was Momo B. Yes. Say it. Say my name. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, say it loud. All right, go fall
say
with the banana
name,
tailpipe.
Say my name.
I got you. All right, so Momo B, why are there atheists? Why are there people out there who do not believe in God the Father? In your opinion?
Seeing is believing. That's why. And another thing, some people have issues with things they don't understand. If I don't understand how something operates, I'm going to have a hard time believing it. So those are my two comments, and that's it.
Yeah, I know, because you're trying to hurry up. Jesus is like, hold on, can you repeat that? You're like, let me say what I got to say, and hopefully he didn't hear what I just said. See and believe it.
He knew what I was going to say before I said it, right? That's how he worked.
Thank you.
So, boom.
So, let me just flat out ask you, are you one of these people who do not believe in God the Father?
You would never, ever, ever, in your whole life, nor my whole life, hear me say those words.
Yeah, I know why, because I wouldn't say him either. Like, Jesus, I, you know.
my mother didn't raise no fool. I would never say anything like that.
Yeah, look, I confess with my mouth, you're not going to hear me say nothing like that, Jesus. Oh.
No, you will not. Not in his lifetime.
I may have some doubts, but I ain't gonna say it out loud because I just don't want to be on your list.
Yo, you're exactly right. I would never say that. And I'm gonna tell you one thing. Another thing that my mother has raised me to question anything that I don't understand, and it's my questions that don't get answers, which makes me a bit skeptical. But it's all good. I ain't gonna say nothing like that. Nothing, never. It is what it is. Whatever wakes you up in the morning, whatever makes you get through the day, whatever helps you when you're sad, that's what you need to go with and believe in.
I just think it's time for Eddie Kane. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I feel like it, Ernest.
Entirely too much Eddie Kane on the show.
Really?
I don't give a damn what y'all are tired of. Who gives a damn? Take it, Eddie. Take your time, Eddie. This is for Momo B, because I feel that Momo B is drifting, Jesus.
Momo B's wavering.
Yeah, she's on shaky ground. We don't want my sister to fall off. Come on, Momo.
My ground is solid,
Momo.
My ground is solid.
I don't know. It sounds kind of shaking to me. Come on, give me one.
Yeah, it sounds shaking to me, too. Thank
you, Eddie Kane. Thank you, Eddie Kane. Thank you, Eddie Kane. Let me ask y'all something, because I noticed this the other day when I went back. I had gone back and listened to one of the shows, right? And Momo B was actually singing, and it was actually with the music. Now, the question is, did BTR take care of the damn delay? Because, you know, usually when you go back and listen.
No, they didn't take care of it.
What were you doing? Singing like you was just timing it right or something?
Yes, I'm over the time now. I know.
Oh, you get all you down with. Okay, all right. I'm like, damn, she's right on time. I'm like, damn, did they fix that or what? I don't remember.
Thank you for bringing it up, because for all you who do not know, when J. Ryle's playing a song, it's different than what we're actually hearing. So when y'all say, oh, my baby's always off, that ain't the case. Please, because I know we got some new listeners to BTR World. They don't know. Mama B on talking about how she loves music. She loves music, but she can't sing a note.
Amy sounded crazy. Go back and listen to it. Amy sounded crazy. Like they drunk or something. Are they listening to the beat? Are they? What are they doing? Are they on the beat or are they just, what they doing? I'm like, yeah, it sounds crazy. Yeah, there's a delay, y'all, if y'all listen to this. So we're not crazy. We're just not singing, you know, 3 seconds on purpose. Method to the madness, yeah.
Well, we're a little bit crazy, but yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mentioned at the top of the show that we had a new bit called I Wish. And, you know.
Yes.
To every city, every hood, and every block, get on America.
All right, like I said, it's a new bit called I Wish. And we're going to go around the table and ask people what they wish for. And for me, I want to set the tone, so I'll start off with my wish. I wish people who had bad breath could smell their breath. They stick some damn gum in their mouth because the halitosis is too much for the atrocious. Ernest, do you have a wish, Ernest?
I wish that when I'm on a date and he comes first, that he would at least lend a hand and make sure that I finish off too. If I can do that without having your ass over here for a while.
Thank you, Ernest. Miss Terry, do you have a wish?
Yes, I wish that men with small penises would not even show them.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Miss Terry.
You're welcome.
Red sister, do you have a wish?
I wish I owned 10 bowling alleys.
You wish what?
Cut that.
You said 10 bowling alleys?
Hey, I like bowling. What do you want? I'm mad that I don't have money to go. I need to get back. I need to get back with my bowling. Don't hit.
I'm not angry, sister. Thank you.
She was honest.
I told her, said she wished she owed 10 bowling alleys. Momo B, baby, do you have a wish, girl?
Yes, I've been wishing this for a long time. I mean, a long time, ever since I heard about the situation. So, I wish somebody would slap my baby in the airplane like that man did with the baby. I've been wishing that ever since I read that article.
All right, Vanessa. Do you have a wish, girl? I wish I could stop smoking. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Vanessa.
I wish I could stop smoking. But no, I wish people would not get on the airplane and say, is the flight full? What difference does it make? Are you not going to bring your ass on the plane because it's full? What?
I'm damn. Thank you, Vanessa, for that. Yes. Oh, yes. All right, folks, there you go. I wish. You're going to
participate.
What about Mr. L.E.S.? Mr. L.E.S. is eating some birthday cake right now. I wish his ass would. I wish somebody would.
You sure that's funny?
Oh,
you sure
man, that's funny as hell.
Say, I wish somebody would give me some booty on the air. I wish.
I'll damn. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back because we have You Can Get With This. You Can Get With That a special request.
Yeah, because I'm waiting on my question.
Yeah, it's coming up next for you, oh Holy One. We'll be right back after this.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
What does it mean when you've had your things at a man's house? He was your boy. And one day, you come over for some wine and cheese, mm-mm, and that nigga mm-mm got your bag when you walk out the door. What does that mean?
What it means already. So I don't even know why you only asking us what it means. I thank God that never happened to me because I would have to burn that mother down. But
who said it was me? Who said it was me? I'm just saying this happened.
Because it sounds like it could be you.
Oh, it's your ass. It's your ass. She's trying to act. It's you. It's for damn sure. Oops, I'm gone. I'm bad. I said that out loud. It is your ass. Packed your stuff and told you to hit the damn road, Jack.
Okay, guys, I admit it was me. Like, what?
We know it was you, goddammit. And this is the same guy that you saw in love with. I'm so sorry that happened to you. It was me, I admit. It was me.
Hit the road, Jack. Come back, don't want
done and break me up, girl, when I want some.
father's reveal. Walk away with your girlfriend. Better yet, you better run to Saturday life.
See, in my house, that's how it's gotta be. Knew I was thugging when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
get real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be tripping, just respect
you
me.
You gotta, I'm
cause
respect.
In my house is how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend, trying to run a game on you. That ain't love. Now rules from the old you. Trying to make a claim on you. Boys ain't nothing but trouble. Your mama's gonna say to you,
that ain't love.
And if you lay his hands on you, gonna be trouble for true, cause that ain't love.
Listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tit for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. Cause in my house it's how it's got to be. You love me, baby. I've been good to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue.
Clutch the pearls. What a sneaky thing to do.
We sitting at the card table playing cards last week, and here the bitch done got drunk again, you know. That baby sister, come here, let me tell you something. You don't think sister ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong? Let me tell you something. I've been married 15 years. If my husband come home on payday, it's late, and he broke. He ain't getting no pussy. Fake bitch, bless her heart, she don't know. I said, let me tell you something, sister. If your husband come home on payday, it's late, and he broke, he done had some pussy. Tonight, give him a bottle and a blanket and tuck his ass in, okay?
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back in, 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Glad you guys are in the house, hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy is chilling like a villain. Happy birthday to the one and only Mr. Elias as he prepares for his dinner. With his, sweet thing. But Mama B's up in this thing. What's up, Mama B, baby?
Yes. Mama B is in the heezy for sheezy.
Rather from the copsy for sheezy. What's up, girl? Big Ernest is in the house. What's up, Big Ernest?
I am not scared of you people.
Oh, man. All right, Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, Miss Terry.
Hey.
Hashtag bare bottom.
Hashtag, right. I ain't got no clothes on. I got you here. Rich Sisters in the house. Hey, Rich Sisters.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, and of course, Fly Girl. What's going on, Fly Girl is in the house. What's up, Fly Girl?
Date night. Come on.
Oh! Tell the gray-headed one we said hello. Tell Mr. Vanessa we said hi.
When he drives back around.
Tell about it, yeah.
That's
funny. All right, so with the QOD, the question of the day, we're asking people, why do people do? And so, you know, you asked a question there. But here's the deal. That Rich's sister made a request because she wasn't here. I thought you were here on Wednesday. I guess you were
no.
here.
No. I mean, for the first start, the first 30 minutes, remember? But y'all hadn't started the game.
Oh. And so,
just
you know.
For the first 30 minutes, so I didn't get to play. So. I would like
okay, well, you know,
it
listen,
like
baby, you know, we, oh, yeah, well, it was very fun. Yeah. We had an outstanding time, Rich. Just sit out. You sure you want to do this?
I know I'm asking for trouble, but I'm
going
to
break down. Yeah.
I heard the show.
Oh, you did,
I know I'm asking for trouble.
Okay.
Well, then, yeah. You asking for trouble, baby, here comes trouble.
Step on in it.
It's coming here. Yeah.
Give it to her.
All right,
give it to her.
Rich sister. I'm going to give it to her. Rich sister, there are two men that are in love with you. Both of them are good Christian men. Both of them have decent jobs. One guy is a bus driver that's making $70,000 a year. Another guy. Another guy is a paralegal making damn near the same amount. They're asking for your hand in marriage. And you're saying, I have to make a decision. But here's the difference. One is a little light skin. The other one's a little dark skin. One has a big ding-dong sandwich. And another one has a little ding-dong sandwich.
Damn.
So, Rich sister, there's only one question left for me. Which one do you want?
You can give it this, or you can give it back. You can give it this, or you can give it back. You can give it this, or you can give it back. I think you can give it this, this is where it's at. You can give it
this. Rich sister, you gonna give it this or that? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Any time before the music run out.
You haven't given me much a distinction to want to decide.
One has a big ding-dong sandwich and one has a little ding-dong
that
sandwich.
Don't
I think that's all the distinctions that you need.
I mean, you said...
Oh, it matters.
Oh, it matters, trust me.
So,
I don't care who you are, where you're from, it matters.
You said they both believed in God.
Yes, they're both
and,
good...
I don't care about the job. I don't care about that.
They're making good money. They're great guys.
Yeah, but
one
yeah,
has
it's right to the ding-dong, Richard.
Straight to the ding-dong. So, Rich, sister, once again, I'm going to ask you the question.
You can give it this, or you can give it back. You can give it this, or you can give it back. You can give it this, or you can give it back. I'm going to give it this, where it's at. You can give it
this. Yes, Rich, sister. This
I feel
that.
So dirty right now.
But you're not giving me something else. You're not giving me nothing that I would turn down.
You're not giving me. Okay, because she's been single so long, she takes a brother with her thumb between his legs
there's
at this
no
point.
There's no distinction. Real distinction.
There's no
distinction.
I'm not into the light dark thing. I'm not into
I don't know
the
who you've been with in the
thing.
Past, but there's a distinction when you're walking crab legged or not.
Yeah.
There's a distinction, trust me.
A thumbprint or a fist.
Yeah. When you walk a trailer or you got a little
difference.
Bit of extra kick in your step, there's a difference.
If I'm going to roll over afterwards or if I'm going to go do some jumping jacks or some push-ups and stuff,
All right, Rich, I'm going to ask you one more again, Rich.
You can give it this or you can give it back. You can give it this or you can give it back. You can give it this or you can give it back. I'm going to give it this or where it's at.
Rich sister.
I just take the bus driver. Because y'all not giving me
you
going to
pick the bus driver?
I'm not giving me nothing.
I love it. I'm trying to figure out what's
the best about that.
What's the best
about that?
Everything is even.
Yeah, Vanessa shouldn't answer this, but does the bus driver have a big ding-dong or
a
little ding-dong?
That's what I
want
to know. Which one got the big ding-dong?
That's
what I want to
know. What are you asking for?
Let me break it out for you. Okay, yes, the bus driver is the Sheboygan man. So, Rich Sister, I'm going to ask you one more time.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Rich Sister.
I said the bus driver.
Oh, the bus. The bus driver has a big ding dong sandwich. That's all you had to say in the first place, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You and Vanessa got a lot in her head today, don't you?
I can't breathe. All right, folks, last call coming up.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jim Carrey, and how are you this evening? All righty then. I grew up in Canada. Is there anybody here from Canada? I used to get really upset when I told people where I came from down in Los Angeles because I always got the same response. Canada? Wow. Must have been cold. Now I just go along with them.
Yes. Canada. It was a frozen, hostile wasteland. And there was much work to be done if we were to survive the elements. After boring a hole through the ice to find food, my good friend Nantuck and I would build an igloo to protect ourselves from polar bears and flying hockey pucks. Then we would drink a lot of beer. And when Nantuck was ready, he would tell me the story of the great moose who said to the little squirrel, "Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat."
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up now. I guess going back to this or that, Rich, I guess I don't know what else you wanted.
But you didn't tell Jay.
Yes.
You said they both believed in God.
Yes.
Ding,
they
ding,
were both.
Ding. Then
yes.
They both got jobs. Ding, ding,
yes.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then
the
you
ding,
threw
ding,
in
ding,
the light, and then you threw in. Then you,
yeah, you need to worry about the ding, 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 dong. That's what you need to worry about.
Then you said light skin, one is dark skin. I don't care about that. I know people make a big deal about light, dark skin. I don't care about that.
Yeah, that was just a side note. That was nice.
And all I'm gonna say is don't hate on small packages. They may well up later. Hello.
Nah.
What did she say? It may grow back later? What was that last
I said
one?
They may well up later. But don't get it twisted.
I don't think you quite understand what he's talking about then.
You ain't said nothing for me to turn down yet.
What?
Nothing.
You just got to make a choice.
Well, she ain't had a ding-dong sandwich in a long time. She'll take small, medium, large, extra large, or petite size at this point.
But if you have a choice.
There's a choice. You just got to pick one. So if you care about life, go big or go home.
1 minute left.
Oh, Lord. Look, the difference is between, rolling over and getting up and doing some jumping jacks.
That's the difference.
I don't totally understand that, but it's still funny.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
I'll call you later and explain.
Yeah, I'll tell you, explain it to
me. I'm trying to understand that. I'm like, where am I going to be?
Sweetheart.
I don't get that, so.
Ernest, rolling over means and what's
up. You won't be able to walk, boo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. That's where the jumping jacks came in.
Yeah, the jumping jacks. Like,
wow. Can't do no jumping jacks.
Here you go. Here's a song that you'll be doing jumping jacks to. I'm so happy. Come alone if you feel like happiness is the truth. Yes. That's what they mean, Ernest. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Thank you for playing, Richard.
Yeah.
I'm
my brother's keeper.
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. We're heading to Louisiana. The Shreveport Police Department is asking for your help in finding a missing girl who hasn't been seen or heard from since Saturday of last week. Police says 12-year-old Karen Young was last seen leaving her friend's house in the 2900 block of West College Street. The girl was said to have left home at around 5:30 p.m. and hasn't been seen or spoken with since that time. Young is described as 5'9". She's 230 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. There was no description available for what she was wearing when she was last seen. If anyone has information on the whereabouts of Karen Young, you're asked to call the Missing Persons Detectives Department at 318-673-7020. That number is 318-673-7020 or the Shreveport Crime Stoppers line at 318-673-7373, 318-673-7373. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady, and we ask that you pray for her family. If you know of anyone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. If you're listening to this during a live broadcast, or you can send us an email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's the JRILshowatlive.com. Or if you're on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, the TJRS Radio Network. Leave the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook at JAYRIL. We pray for the safe return of all missing people, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www. www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Well, folks, it has been a unusual experience, as always, here on the J. Ryle Show. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, and it's time for final thoughts. And hey, Rich Sister, why don't you go first?
Well, I had a good time. Take care and good night.
She's like, I am so done with y'all.
Hey, you want to shout out your webpage? She's like, nope. Okay, thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich Sister. Vanessa, final thoughts.
I love it.
I love this. Want to know who your true friends are, and I just posted this. If you want to know who your true friends are, screw up and see who's still standing there.
Wow. That was very inspirational. Okay. I don't know if they had to do with anything tonight. Thank you, Vanessa. That was a great piece of information.
Was I supposed to be inspirational? Well, y'all go to church tomorrow, pray for me and pray for the world and pray for all those families that are missing on the airplane, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Is that inspirational for you?
Hold on, ever since you got an intro, I noticed you've been trying to throw a little authority around here. I kind of noticed this, though, since you got an intro. You know, like, I'm in now. I'm going to say what the hell I want to say. Thank you, Vanessa. That's very inspirational.
That is mean to me.
Look,
very inspirational. God, yes, Rich.
My apologies, because I meant to mention this. I just wanted to say prayers for Callie Wood, because she went to a funeral for somebody who she really saw like as a mother figure. So pray for her and pray for the family.
Yes, absolutely. Prayers going out to Callie Wood and to the family as well, from all of us here on the TJRS Radio Network. All right, Big Iron Man, final thoughts.
Two things. You were out of the country and the world was lighter, but I didn't get to mention this, but on March 12th, that was the 3-year anniversary that ERN and TJRS have been simulcasting on Saturday. So I can't believe it's been 3 years, but March 12th. Can you believe that? Because I happened to be looking through my iTunes through all of the podcasts. I was trying to find some old clip for something, and I thought, I wonder when the first Saturday simulcast was, and I got to looking, and it was March 12th, 2010, less than a year since I had been back on the radio at all. And so it's been 3 years now into our fourth year.
Wow.
Pretty good time. Yeah,
isn't that
amazing?
I'm shocked. Wow, that is a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long.
Yeah, I'm serious.
My final thought
you're
is
right.
This.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
A long time. My final thought is this. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I'll break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. Not anybody else, not the government, not a pastor, only me. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night on ERN for Political Gravity.
Wow, good stuff, Ernest. You are free because you haven't broke the law in front of a cop yet. Thank you, Ernest, for your final thoughts. Mama V!
I did today. I jaywalked in front of a cop in an SUV pulling up the street, didn't even look at him, and he didn't even pull me over. So how about that?
That's minor. Thank you, Ernest.
Like,
Mama
V!
Final thoughts.
In
the
heezy, yes. I have two final thoughts. Vanessa, please tell Buddy that we send our love. We joke and fun around here. It's all fun and love.
Oh, is he mad?
Nobody's trying to disrespect nobody. This is my final thought. No, it's all fun. It's all good. We love Bobby. Tell Bobby to come on back anytime. Come on back, Bobby. We love you,
Bobby.
No. Bobby's cool. You know, any man's going to step up when they think they're being insulted. So, yeah, we understand. But it's all jokes, Bobby. It's all jokes. And last but not least, happy birthday to the big booty bandit himself, Mr. S.E.S. Happy Big 5-0. Happy Big 5-0, my brother. Much love to ya, always and forever. Even though you're dumping it from some wifey chick, I still don't know how to do
it. Oh, my Lord.
I'm there. My final thoughts goes out to Bobby. Bobby, we just joking, man. Calm down. Bobby Jones. Hey, listen, my final thoughts are for, seriously, families that were affected by that. You know, they found out that obviously the plane crashed, and that's devastating to anyone who loses a loved one. And so our thoughts and prayers goes out to them. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to Caliwood and what she's going through, and anyone else who may be, you know, experiencing tough times.
And there was a mudslide somewhere.
The people in Seattle
were
in that
Seattle
mudslide.
As well.
There
yeah,
were, what,
absolutely.
15 or 17 people dead? And
terrible
tragedy in the world, but God bless you. God bless.
I heard that a little bit. I'm going to let you have that. I heard you. All this tragedy going on, but God bless.
God bless the child that has his own life.
God bless you because you're still here. So count your blessings and move on.
And you're not incarcerated, so you should really be blessed.
Night.
All right, so anyway, but certainly not least, I just want to say what's up to the people who may be listening to this show, who may be going through some difficult times. I know in the past we received messages from people saying that, you know, this show hit me at the right time. So hopefully we make you laugh and make you smile, and you'll be back on Wednesday. Mama B, can we shut this damn thing down, girl?
Absolutely.
That's all I needed to hear. So for Momo, BZ, and the Heezy, for Rich Sister, Vanessa, Miss Terry, Ernest, and the birthday bastard himself, I'm Jay. We'll see ya on Wednesday. God bless. Praise and hair grease.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.